Begin the Karan Dav Masechta Shabbos Dav Ayin Beis. Begin on an Alf. Begin on Tez Demasa. Tez. Begin the words of the Gemara. Boil Chamish Beilois B'Shivcha Charufa. If he had 5 acts of cohabitation with a married maidservant, in the Chayav Achas, he's only reliable for 1 carbon asha. Tesis comes to qualify this teaching of Ula. There's a Gemara brought the teaching of Ula that was saying according to the one that requires that Ashem Badi does not require your Di B'Tchila. So then, if you have 5 be'ilos in the Shivcha Rufa, only 1. Because Shivcha Rufa is unique, where the liability even bemazed. So therefore, it's not really dependent on an awareness. Unlike the Chatzas, which the Chiv of Chatzas is only by error. So therefore, there the awareness between each one would separate into separate Chatois, into separate Shkogas. And therefore, if you only violate in 1 Helam, then you Mechayev 1. But the awareness would separate. But Shivcha Rufa, it's not dependent on Yediyah. And therefore, that's why you bring it even by Memezid. So therefore, the awareness between the Bias is not going to be a reason to separate them, and therefore, you're going to be chayav only 1 liability. So that's what Taisa says. That's only according to the man, the Amar, that does not require Di B'Tchila. But according to the one that does require an awareness in the beginning, even by Asham, so then it is halachically significant. And therefore, have a pluk to Rebbeich and Rish Lakish. There actually, it would be a dispute between Rebbeich and Rish Lakish if you would have a separate liability on each one, or you'll only Michaev one. Because that's Machlekes Rebbeich and Rish Lakish. Do we say that if you violated something many times in 1 lapse of awareness, and then you become aware on the first one, and then on the second one, do they differentiate? Where the reason why it's going to be Machlekes over here in regards to the beast itself is because the Rebbeich and according to Rebbeich and says, Yedi is a Machalik, and therefore, when there's 5 acts of cohabitation by the Shiv Charufa, Kivin Shehi Yediya Shigirem is Kapara, since it is an awareness that does cause an atonement, because if someone violates many times in 1 lapse of awareness, that would cause each awareness would create a separate liability. So therefore, Mechalkes Afili Yediya Shal Achar Be'ilis, so Rabbi Yechon hold that it would separate even by the awarenesses after the acts of cohabitation, like Rabbi Yechon says the previous Daf from Chatois, and Koshkin Yediya Shebein Bia Labid Mechalkes, so be sure the awareness between acts of cohabitation, where if he cohabited and became aware and they cohabited again, we're for sure that they would separate, and you have to bring a separate ashram on each act of Bia. So therefore, this halacha that was saying you only chayav one would only be chayav according to the mandama that does not require Yediyah, because it's not significant. It's not significant, it doesn't separate. But according to the mandama that does require Yediyah, so then it's not so simple. Rabbi Yechon would hold that it would separate. But Shlakish, the sub Yediyah, Slay Mechalkes, according to Shlakish, holds that no, awareness is, when they're after this, they don't separate. So Hacha B'Shivcha Charufa, so what we were saying is that the Ula only said in that mandama, because this mandama, Rish Lakish would actually hold, here by Shivcha Charufa, Afil Yediyah Shebein B'Yilabiyah in Mechalkes. Yeah. He holds that even according to that mandamar, that they're not machalik, because by Shivcha Charufa, the awarenesses don't create anything. But again, that's machalik is amiram. And therefore, Ula says teaching only mandama does not require Di B'Tchil, because mandama that you do require, that's already machalik is B'Yilabiyah in Mechalkes. Now, but that says Taisis, Avagav de Gabichelib, although regarding forbidden fads, Maidir Shlakish agrees the Yediyah Shebein Achila Achila Mechalkes, and really Taisis comes to explain the understanding of the Gemara itself, as Rashi discusses. The awareness is between the acts of eating. So why does Rish Lakish say over here that between the acts of cohabitation, that the awarenesses are not going to separate? It's still going to be 1 chiv chatzis. Even among the amad, the yediyas are significant by asham. It's because like it's not comparable. Because the hasam bishka gatal rachmana, thereby the chaylev, which is the chiv chatzis, the liability of a carbon is dependent on your lap of awareness, lacks lap of awareness, the shkaga, v'yidiyas mechalkes ha-shkagas, and therefore, 1 lapse of awareness, many acts, okay, you'll be chayav 1. But the awareness is they separated. It's not the same shkaga, it's a new shkaga, new mistake. That's over there. So therefore, it's going to be mechalk. Abashivcha harufa, by the married maidservant, shemeve al-azad and shkaga, there is a unique halacha, that the liability is whether he does it deliberately or by mistake. So the awareness is not significant to separate, and therefore, there Rish Lakish is going to hold that it's going to be 1 liability, even with the awarenesses between them, even Madama Yediz Machakis. Now, but according to the one that does not require an awareness in the beginning, which is who Ula is going in, I feel Rabbi Yechon and Maida, even Rabbi Yechon would agree. Now we're going the other way around. We first were saying Rish Lakish and Madama by Yediyah, now we're going to Rabbi Yechon and Madama that does not require Yediyah. He's not going to differentiate. Kivin she'en the Yediyah Gerem is Kapar, because we see that the awareness does not cause the atonement, because that man, the Amad, does not require Yediyah, unlike Chatas, by Asham, you don't need Yediyah. So therefore, Delei Chashiba L'Chalk, therefore it's not considered significant to differentiate, even between acts of cohabitation, For sure, when it's after all the actions, that this awareness is not going to separate, and you'll fulfill it with one asham. That's what the Gemara is going in right now. That Manda Amar does not require a Dibet Chil. But then, as Tais from Temi Bigna say, well, Hanicha, that's very well. If there would be such a halacha as a suspended asham, when someone's not sure if he can have it with a Shivcha Rufa, as in other Chatoim, they'll bring an asham Tali. So then I could understand, Asi Chabu would make sense, Laman Delei by Yediyah. According to the one that does not require Yediyah beforehand, I could understand that we're trying to say that halacha de Nechayim al-Acha, so you only be liable for one carbon, Shein, Yediyah Gram is Kapar, because you're right, this Mandama holds that the awarenesses are not significant. It never contributes towards atonement. Because Shiyachal Hebi Asham Alasnis. Now, this is the important part, what Tais is saying, regarding if there was such a concept of Asham Tali, you're never going to have a significance of awareness. Because you could bring your Asham Badi without awareness. Why? Because you could bring an Asham Tali and stipulate. And if you find that you sin, that's Asham Badi. If you don't, it's Asham Tali. Come by Bimila, as we brought this exact topic of Reb Tarfin by the laws of Mila. The problem, Taisa asks, I believe less Ba'ashim Talib, but if the halacha of Shiv Charuva does not have halacha of Ba'ashim Talib, which Taisa says, Toloi Ashkechem B'Shim Ba'akim B'Shim Charuva Ba'ashim Talib, we don't find anywhere but Shiv Charuva the halacha of Ba'ashim Talib. So then Taisa has a question. Am I in a chayiv? Why are you not liable when you do have an awareness between the acts of Bi'ya? Ela Achas, why are you only liable one? L'chayiv Shtayim, you should be liable for two. Why should be liable for two? The Tzarech Yediyah Achas L'chal HaPachas. No, Yediyahs are significant. Even the Ma'adama, like by Yediyah, you do need at least one awareness. Why? Because Dimlay Noidalay, because he doesn't become aware of it at all. L'ha Yachal Evishum Karban. He cannot, again, by Me'ili, you're right there, you don't need. But B'Shiv Charuva, you do need. Why? Why? What's the B'Shiv Charuva for all other case where you bring Hashem Tali? Because there is no Hashem Tali B'Shiv Charuva. And if you have to have at least one lapse of awareness, and because V'Havi ICD, Garem is Kapar, that awareness, it brings the atonement. Because without that, there's no stipulation to make. So if you want to bring Hashem Badai, you have to have at least one awareness. So then, but that awareness should separate between the bias. So therefore, you should have to bring another Hashem. Why is the Gemara saying, according to Mandam, you only make Mechayev one? So it says, Vishlemi, what you could say is no, the question we're asking is not difficult. Even though the presumption we're making would be correct that there's no Asham Tala B'Shev Charufa, if you're not sure if you committed sin with Shev Charufa, you don't bring Asham Tala, still, you still bring Asham on stipulation. And stipulate that if you're not Chayv Asham, it should be Yishlamim. Oh, it doesn't bother with this answer. Wait a second. My fellow man, the Amen, even according to the pin that says, Imavim Kajm Leis Absol, you're not allowed to bring Kajm to be invalidated earlier, and that is, if it's a really a shlamim, because you didn't really sin, that carbon's supposed to be eaten for 2 days and one night. The problem is you're treating it like an ashim, because maybe you did sin, you could only for one day, and therefore you're going to make it nicer a day early, and you're not allowed to do that. With the hashim might lemachalasa, you're diminishing the time amount of time you could eat from it. So it says, no, become akum. Even so, even according to that manda amar, loy chashim, it's still not going to be considering that a yediyah is significant by the Asham Asher Charufa to be goyim kapar to cause atonement. Why? What do you mean? There's no other option. You can't stipulate shlam because you might bachalosai. Still, even so, says Taisis, no, that would still be an option even according to that manda amma. What do you mean? I thought that's not an option. Yeah, but kibun dim av of a hisness, since a person would violate and he would make that stipulation that it should be as a shlamim, masha asa what he would have done would be done. Therefore, it is ultimately an option. Therefore, you never really have the yediyah is integral, and because of that, it's not going to be mechalik according to Madama of Leiboy Yediyah. Now, Tais is as it bothered. He says, but v'hada nakat ula shivcha charufa. Why does ula start going on a whole different case of shivcha charufa? Well, nakat milsa b'mila. Why doesn't he say this halacha of doing five yisurim behelam in this one after another to say that it's going to make a difference to be Madama that you need to deal with chil or not? Why doesn't he say in the halachic context of Me'ila? The Gabi Me'ila did not. Their machlekes of Tamar Kiva was in the context of Me'ila, the Asham Badi, like by Yediyah, where that Mandam says, the definitive Asham doesn't require Yediyah. Why is he going to hold him in topic of Shemper Rupin? Says today's Mishim, the Aslash Mina, because what Ula is coming to tell us is an added chiddush over here. That Philip ben Maisa la Maisa, even between the acts of cohabitation, like Hashivi Di Lachalik, the awareness is not significant to separate. And because Abu Me'ila, in contrast by Me'ila, you wouldn't be able to say this out of Kiddush, because Pshita Mechalkas, of course, he had an awareness between the acts of misappropriation. Of course, there would separate Kamei B'Chatas, like we find by the Halach of Chatas, which where the awareness is separate them to separate acts. This is something unique about the Shivcha Charufa, because their awareness is not separated, because you have a mazer b'shev chruva, just like shaking, the awareness is not going to separate it, just like mazer doesn't separate. And says Tosfos v'chemash perik dam mechusar kapara, so it sounds like this from the Gemara Kriyas Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that b'shev chruva, even the awareness is between the actions, does not separate. Because the Amud, the Gemara says, but the Abayim and the Rebbe turned down, Rebbe Yechanan, he says, abal he shivchis, behelam echad na. What's halacha? Someone has an act of cohabitation with five different maidservants and one lapse of wins. He didn't know it was forbidden, but he did with five different women. What's halacha? So Amalei said to him, Chavik alach zvach is liable, separate chavis for each and every maidservant. On that he asked, Ba'ai, Ma'ishn, Ma'ai, Lomas, Bishop, Bechachas, why is it different than five acts of cohabitation and one lapse of wins with one maidservant, where the halacha is that you can be chavis only one? On that Amalei said to him, no, Hasim over there, in Guf Mechalakim, that's not different bodies, it's one maidservant. Hachu, but here, Guf Mechalakim, it's different bodies. And behind you, Laman Delay Bayadir. And that's going, that sukkah is going according to the one that does not require D before him. So you see that obviously the lemechalkis, that the awareness of the shivcha does not separate afili di shabim milabi, even in the awarenesses between acts of cohabitation, as we see from that Gemara over there, that was saying in the awarenesses between each act of cohabitation. Now, Tais actually says, this from the Garsi ben Milsei du Ula. There actually are different Gemaras that they have the text of these concepts that we're saying in the words of Ula itself. That Ula has, and some Gemaras actually bring that there's this Gersa, that Benoidule bin Kalachas Va'achas, and he became aware of it, this that he's saying to Halacha, that Yechayev five, that Yechayev only one for the five B's with the Shivcha Rufa, it says the words, and he became aware between each act, every act of cohabitation, like Rashi adds in this concept. And so that's like exactly what we're saying, that the Chiddush of Ula is that even though you have awareness between every single Maisa, which is unique on the Shivcha Rufa, and not by that of Mila. Now, but then Tais says, if you're going to say, then a different question. Tifshim in the Ula, one thing we should resolve from Ula, that he says that specifically according to the Mada Amma that holds that Asham Badi does not require Dibet Chila. So he says his halacha that if you have five bias in the Shevach Harufa, is only Mechaim only one, at least resolve from there a question that we had in the previous daf, Dil Rabbi Yechanan, the Kron Rabbi Yechanan, Yedias Mechalk is that the awareness are going to separate. In other words, we said, why are you saying your halacha only according to Mada Amma that you don't need Dibet Chila? Because we said that if it was according to Mada Amma you do need Dibet Chila, then according to Rabbi Yechanan, then you would be chayav on each and one individually, because that idea does cause kapara, like we explained in the beginning of the Taisis. So obviously we see that Ola holds in Rabbi Yechanan that Yidia is machalik. The Gemara previously had a doubt, did not resolve it, if he holds Yidia is machalikas or Afrash is machalikas. So Taisis, so it wouldn't be a riot from there, because there's something you could say is, do Ola im timtzalayim b'kam. Ola was saying, and if you're going to say that, that is his opinion, and therefore then you have to say, according to Manu Yidia, but it's not necessarily that that's what he held definitively in the opinion of Rabbi Yechanan. So Taisa had brought that this Ula says that according to the Manda Amma that Asher Badi does not regard Yediyah B'tchila. So then, that's where the halacha is going to be if he has Bia five times with the Shevcha, he's only Mechayim one, that it's even Bein Bia Labia. And that's the added Chiddush in this Sugya of Shevcha Ruva versus that of Ila. According to Manda Amma, the Asher Badi requires Yediyah B'tchila. So then, at least on the Imtim Tzalema, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Holy Deez Gim Metallic, if you do become aware between each Maisa, then you Mechab in each one in individual. Next says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Maskabla Rav Amnuna. Amnuna asks, El Meat, if that's the case, Baal, Behefresh, Carbon, Vahulu, so if there is a Bia, and then he separated carbon, etc. Chases wonders regarding this question of Rav Amnuna, which Amnuna had asked on this teaching Ula that we just discussed in the previous place. He says, wait a second, according to you that the ideas between the actions are not going to be mechalik, so then it sounds like, based on logic, that even if he had made a hafrash of a carbon between the maisim, it's still not going to be mechalik. So when he had a bia and he separated carbon, and he says, wait, let me go ahead and before you mark it, do another one, which is not really precise, because it's not really bemeis, it's tumah b'shagig, there should be a tumah with that one. On that he says, you can't say that. So that's his question. And the Gemara agrees to his question. But says, Tame, it's a wonder. My part of Rav Nuna, what exactly is his question? And that is, the Iker Saver, if Rav Nuna himself holds, that Frosha Mechalek is Ben Be'ila Be'a Kishabo B'mezid, that yes, separating a carbon differentiates and separates between each act of Be'a. When, let's say, he did the Shivcha Rufa deliberately, so then B'shagig Nami is Mechalek. So of course, then B'shagig, it should also go ahead and be Mechalek. Like we're saying that there's no difference between Shagig and Mezid by Shivcha Rufa. So then the question is, so therefore, how is he comparing it to awareness? Shein mechalek is b'mezid. By yidia, it does not differentiate b'mezid, because mezid is already b'yidia. And we know the halacha of chayv one by five times shivcha rufa is even by mezid. So If you hold, and this is the Maman of Shachta has, if he holds Hafrasha is Machalik by between the Bias by Mezid, so then yes, you should be the same. So then how are you comparing it to Yediyas, which is not Machalik by Mezid? And which Ula was going in Yediyah. The Ikasabid in Hafrasha Machalik is by Mezid. If he held that, no. That Hafrasha does not differentiate by Bemezid. So it's not going to differentiate by Shaggy. So what's your question saying that for sure it should separate? So when you read it, seems to read the Halchipach. This is what this question was. You're right. Really, he should know what he holds by Hafrasha. And therefore, that should be the same Shaggy Mezid. And what are you comparing to Yedis, which we don't differentiate by Mezid? But he says this was his question. Since you're not differentiating. Even though we have awarenesses between the actions, and therefore that means you say you're not differentiating between having awarenesses between the actions, to the awarenesses you have after the actions. And that is, by both of them you're saying that you can have the tum with one carbon, elamiyatmer, if that's the case, that's what he's saying, because like we said by Sheikh Rub, we're having an added chiddush that yidis in the maisim is the same as yidis after the maisim. So the matter, if that's the case, afrashas nami, then regarding separating a carbon too, where according to Rish Lakish, it does not separate when you have the separate yedis after the actions, but that's the Rish Lakish we had in the previous daf. So on that, Rav Nunda was asking like this. If you're going to say then, therefore, the Bafrash is pligi, that the Machlekes is Rish Lakish, which we weren't clear about in the previous daf, but that their Machlekes was regarding Afrashes. So then we're going to have this question that we're about to ask, which is Rav Nunda's question. But then Tosfos jumps in, he says, the truth is, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, that over there we said that he's going to hold that Yimichayev too, it could maybe you could actually say, and this is related to Rabbi Nunez's question, the Hocha over here by the Ashram of Shiv Charufa, maybe he would also agree, Dein Afrashas Machalkis, that the Afrashas would not separate. Why not? The Davka Yabbe Chatzis come in Machalkis. Specifically by Chatzis, he says that the separate awarenesses, even after the Maisim, are going to separate, Shom the Ikanami Behad the Afrashas, because besides the separating of the carbon, you also have Yedis Chashuvis, you have significant awarenesses, which you have, shagarem es kapar, which cause atonement. Because by chatas, you also have to be aware that you sin to be chayim the chatas. Abalachim over here, but by the ashram shem charupa delek el afrash luchudo, all you have is a separation of carbon, because there's no liability because of yediya, because you're going to command damad by yediya. So maybe it's possible that to say that for Rabbi Yechanan might, even Rabbi Yechanan would agree. That therefore, that you see that you're not separating the carbon after all the actions. If your awareness is only afterwards, maybe Rabbi Yechanan would agree, but for sure Shlokish holds like that. So that's the question of the Hachanami, so therefore he should be the same. Just like you don't differentiate between Yedis. When you have the awarenesses between the Bias and after, so too by Afrasha. Just like we're saying over here that they hold by Afrasha after the Maisim is not separating. So Hachanami Duloy Machalak to Bemila Bia, then the logic would tell us that you're also not going to differentiate between the Afrasha between the Bias. That was Rav Nunez's question. No, the logic would definitely tell us that a fresh of a carbon would definitely differentiate. And the Amish Kabbat of carbon first, you cannot have a Toma with a carbon that you already separated for a previous Avera on the Avera Sha'acha fresh on the sin that's going to come after the Afrasha of that carbon. Adam Alei, that's what Ula said to him. Oh, Maisel Lacha Afrasha, and actually after Hafrasha? Like I mean, that I never said Pirish. And that's what he's coming to say. Any Mashva be Maisel Mais. I'm not equating that what's between the actions, Lacha Kalamaisim, regarding the Hafrasha, that I will not. You're right, Yedis, I do say it's the same thing. We're going to have Hafrasha, that we're not going to compare between the actions to after the actions. Yes, after the actions, we'll not separate, but between the actions, we'll separate. So Tosfos explained, the question from Nun to Ulam was a Kashem. Just like you're not differentiating between the Yedis, that's between the Maisim, to that which is after the Maisim, so then the same thing should be the Hafrasha, the carbon, just like Rish Lakish does not differentiate after the actions, and possibly, Tosfos said, that regarding Ashram, even Rabbi Yechon would agree. So therefore, then you should also say we're not differentiating between the actions. Well, that doesn't make sense. Nadullah says, no, I don't equate regarding the afrasha of the carbon, what's after the maisim to the afrasha that's between the maisim. Then he says, the Matzah begins with the Gemara. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amor, and Rav Dimi came along, he said, Laman dama ba yidiyah b'chulu, according to the other man dama, whether that be Rabbi Kiva, or like Tosfos says, no, other opinions that do require yidiyah b'tchila by Ashram Badai. Tosfos comes to qualify this opinion of Rav Dimi. And he brings a machlekes if Rav Dimi is actually disputing that of Ula. That is, Rav Dimi came along and he said, according to the one that holds, you do need a yediyah b'tchila by Ashram Badai. So then, in the same case that Ula said, if this bol chamesh b'ilas b'shul charufa and it becomes aware between each bia, then you have an ishwan independently. Now, that Abaye was bothered because by chatas, even though you also need yediyah b'tchila, but and in other words, you can't bring a chatz before you became aware of it. Even so, Rish Lakish holds that if after all the kizay sechil de yeh behelam echad, you become aware of each one independently, you can be chayav on one. So then, why is this any different? So Abai answers the opinion of Rav Dimi that Rav Dimi was talking about, like we have Rav Amnuna, which is a maisa after hafrasha. Such a case, that's where Eben agrees in Rish Lakish that the hafrasha can be mechalk. So Tais explains now, however, b'hashta sagadayda. Now, in the beginning of Rav Dimi, the assumption was the Meir Biyadia, that he wasn't talking about Afrasha before Abaye answered. In the Havamino, Rav Dimi was talking about regarding awareness. And then, coming out, Rav Dimi was coming to say, according to Mandama, holds the Ashen Badi requires Dibet Chila, that Philu Rish Lakish, Machalakis, that even Rish Lakish would hold that with the Yidi alone, it would separate by the Ashma Shivcha Rufa. Why? Even the Gerim is Kapara, since the awareness, according to this Mandama, does cause atonement, because you need to have awareness of Bichayab Dashamadi according to that Mandama. So, but Falacha Kolam Isim, therefore, even after all the actions, which after all the bees, you became aware, that would still separate each one independently. That's what the Gemara asked. How could you say such a thing? Very chatas, but by the chatas, we needed the Bichila, and so we have Machlech Jibir and Shlakish, we each need the Zichil Melam Echad, and you became aware of the first one, that according to Shlakish, the ideas are Nakan Mechalak, even though you became aware of them separately. Masik, that's the Gemara concludes. The Lach Hafrasha come and know you're right that we're talking about after the Hafrasha. There, after the Hafrasha, then you had a second Bia. That's where Rish Lakish would agree that you'd be Chayev too, but not by Yidis. Now, this goes to his second half over here. Vaymeri the Ri says, the Rav Dimi that we just explained, Polagadul is actually coming to disagree with Ul. Why? Because Medinakach, on the fact that the words of Rav Dimi were, according to the Maskana, that Laman Dama by Yidia, according to the one that holds Basham Badai, that you need to have Yidia. Then the hafrasha between the actions like in the Chalik, where the Gemara concludes, Mashmet sounds like, Araleman de loy ba yidi, according to the Mandama holds that you don't need idea, the loy, that no, that you're not going to be chayiv only one, because the hafrasha between the actions are not going to be mechalik. Now, what's the reason for that? Because according to Rav Dimi, Shemashba, you see, he equates la hafrasha de la acha kol ha-maisim. He equates the hafrasha between the maisim, the hafrasha after the maisim, which is exactly not what we just said in the previous thesis, how we explained for Ula. Ula says that no, he does not say it's the same thing. He we see that Rav Dimi is saying, according to that mandama, it is going to be the same thing. So there, but that's not like the way, not like Ula. And says Tais Ve'elet Mu'al as far as Rav Dimi. Don't wonder on the logic of Rav Dimi that he's saying, according to that mandama at least, that hafrasha that is going to be a chaper on an action that's done even after it. Because says Tais Dachanami, we find such a precedent. We find by oila, by carbon oila, mechaperes haaseh de lach hafrasha, we find it atones for someone who violates the positive commandment even after he had to separate the carbon, which Tosfos points out, avagav de boy, he prepared carbon zvachim. Although it actually is a question, the Gemara zvachim nevum and av, v'loi ifshe, the Gemara does not resolve it. Says Tosfos that because the dachle hashas b'sefer sugya, the Gemara ultimately rejects this. Says Tosfos, no, that's the chuyi ba'amhu, that's just a rejection of the raya, but that doesn't necessarily reject that svar itself. Or inami, another approach you could say is Hasan Bayi Aliba de Ula. The reason why the Gemara doesn't come out with that Lamaskana is because that Gemara is asking according to Ula. Dama Hakhade says over here, the in carbon mechapa aver de acha frasha, where Ula, as we're saying, that Rav Dimi is disagreeing with, heals a carbon does not atone for a sin after the separation. But, and that still the Gemara still had the question, Dilma Oila, maybe by carbon Oila, the Dirini, which is just a gift, mechapas maybe would atone. But therefore, that's why it doesn't conclude, even though we're saying Rav Dimi holds clearly that it could. Or in my third approach is in way to lift should hasam divrei Amiram. The Gemara did not want to resolve it from the words of the Amiram, which you could from Rav Dimi that you see that you could work even after the Rasha. And then Mishnah Brayis either from a Mishnah Brayis could ask like we find such a precedent in the Perek Embein Amudin the Dumb of Lamehem and Beis that the Gemara could have resolved it from the Amiram didn't want to because it wanted to prove either Mishnah or Brayis. But this is all going in the first approach of Teis from the Ri that Rav Dimi disagrees with Ula. But for Rashi Mefarish he actually explains no. The Had did not kill the Manda by Yidia. This that Rav Dimi picks it according to the Manda Amar that requires Yidia b'tchila. That's not because saying only that Manda Amar. He actually says even the Manda Amar the Loi Bayu, which is like Ula. That yeah, Hafrasha is going to be Mechal. He picks it according to the Manda by Yidia l'Ravus Nakar. That's just to say an added Chiddush. That's still Lady Day, even according to that opinion, which holds that you need to have Yidia b'tchila that you would say that it's Mechalik. That's what the Gemara is coming to say, that loy machayev lo shlakish, still according to shlakish, yidis are not going to be mechalik al kol achas for each one individually. Ella, only b'maisa lach hafrasha, only have an action after that frasha, and therefore v'loy polag Ula, there is not disagreeing with Ula. So they said, and brought from the Ri, Rav Dimi disagrees with Ula, and he holds that according to the Bandam, the Osham Dadeh does not require yidia mitchila, so therefore then, you're not going to be chayev on the Yemaisa after Afrasha. The Rashba, Rav Dimi, also agrees to this idea that you can mechayev in the Maisa lach Afrasha. Just as he said, according to Mandamar, you require Di B'Tchila, it's just say Chiddush that even according to that Mandamar, Rosh Lakish is a holy Hak mechayev, only with a Maisa lach Afrasha, and not after Di, because he holds Di as a not mechayev.